Carroll County man will spend 2 months on electronic house arrest after a two-vehicle crash that killed another driver in Austinburg Township. 34-year-old David Reed of Brown Township pleaded no contest to vehicular homicide and vehicular manslaughter in Canton Municipal Court. Judge Earl Wise also sentenced Reed to 2 years probation and a two-year license suspension Monday. The crash happened December 18th on Route 30. The Highway Patrol says Reed failed to stop for traffic, hitting a car driven by 38-year-old Joshua Smothers of Canton. Authorities offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of a man wanted in a Canton area shooting. 19-year-old Caden Deland is the Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force's Fugitive of the Week. He's accused of firing into an occupied vehicle July 30th in the 2800 block of 8th Street Northeast. Stark County Sheriff's Office and U.S. Marshals say a 50-year-old bystander suffered a minor injury. Deland is wanted on a felonious assault charge and is known to frequent Canton and Cleveland. Altman Health System expanding its role in training future doctors. A record 211 students entered NeoMed's College of Medicine this year, and the Canton-based health system and Rootstown University are formalizing the partnership. About 120 NeoMed students already complete clinical rotations at Altman each year, with OBGYN, surgery, and internal medicine among the most popular specialties. The agreement, which dates to NeoMed's founding in 1973, calls for monthly leadership meetings, collaborative research, and more student training at Altman. A loaded handgun allegedly used during a verbal altercation has led to three charges against an Alliance man. Police say 19-year-old Damarian Lane pointed a 9mm handgun at a man shortly before 1 Monday morning at Lane's home in the 600 block of McGrath Street. Lane allegedly attempted to hide the gun on the roof outside his bedroom. He's charged with aggravated menacing, tampering with evidence, and carrying concealed weapons. He was arraigned Monday in municipal court and released on $25,000 bond. His preliminary hearing set for September 2nd. Portion of Leesville Lake in Carroll County closed because of concerns over a toxic gas. The Army Corps of Engineers says conditions near the lake's outlet works could result in hydrogen sulfide gas being released. The closure is limited to the area immediately next to the discharge. Officials say there's no known risk to people recreating on the lake or to fish taken from it. The Corps will continue monitoring gas levels and could expand the closure if necessary. The NFL says it will review the arrest of San Francisco 49ers owner John York under the league's personal conduct policy. York was arrested Sunday at a mobile home community in East Palestine and later pleaded no contest to misdemeanor charges of disorderly conduct and possessing criminal tools. Cardinal Mooney graduate has been president of the 49ers since 2008. York was sentenced to 2 days in the Columbiana County Jail with credit for 1 day served in order to pay $1,150 in fines. He was originally charged with engaging in prostitution, but the charge was reduced as part of the plea agreement. Part of Main Street in Wellsville has been closed for months after the partial collapse of the old 5 and 10 building. The village has now filed a lawsuit seeking to force the building's demolition. The collapse in March damaged a neighboring business and raised continuing structural concerns. WFMJ-TV reports mediation with the owners is scheduled for November. Several local agencies are getting state funding to help people recover from opioid overdoses. Attorney General Andy Wilson's office awarding more than $2.5 million. The Mahoning County Sheriff's Office gets nearly $145,000. Columbiana County more than $126,000. And Portage County nearly $86,000. Money will help connect overdose survivors and their families with treatment and recovery services. Summit County, Akron Fire, Tuscarawas County, Cuyahoga Falls Police, and East Palestine Police also received grants. Sebring's new village manager starting his first week on the job with a focus on learning the community. Ed Dean was sworn in during Monday's village council meeting. He started August 17th, replacing Chris Fraser, who left the position last month. Dean is a Southeast High School graduate, served 24 years as a Deerfield Township trustee, and retired in 2008 after 36 years at PTC Alliance. Youngstown police continue to investigate after firefighters battling a blaze earlier this month found a boy locked in a cage. Forest View Avenue home on the city's east side caught fire early August 4th. Three people reportedly escaped. One was rescued. WFMJ-TV reports the boy was placed in the custody of Mahoning County Children's Services. 67-year-old Franklin Heiser and a woman named Chu Wei Zeng were charged with child endangering. The charge signifies the child was harmed, but no details have been released. The woman's relationship to the man and boy were unclear. Heiser reportedly told personnel the boy is his son.